I got a message from him. He's coming down to inspect the ship from London.
This is Admiral Nellis, yeah. And what ship are you in?
I was Iroquois.
Iroquois, yeah.
And I went to my chief of staff, and I went to my... I said, this is the only 3 days I'd planned a holiday in many, many, many months, but I'd be at sea every night. This is a channel action time. And he decided he'd like to come down and see me on a Sunday from London. And I said, what do I do? He said, you need your rest far more. Admiral Nellis can't tell you anything about what you're doing now in battle. He hasn't had that experience. This has not been critical of him.
No,
it's just been a fact. You don't stay in this ship. Your health is far more important than staying here for an inspection.
This is your first lieutenant, I guess, talking.
No, this is myself talking.
Oh, yourself talking to yourself.
I'm saying to my Captain D and my chief of staff.
Ah, I see, yes.
I was going to plan to go for 3 days rest out to in the country.
So Captain D said that. Yeah.
And Captain D said it's far more important for you to go. Don't stay here for Admiral Nellis, which I didn't. I don't think the Admiral ever forgave me for it.
No.
But I went away and had a rest. I hope that officers of the future think these things out before they come out with no experience to all of a sudden go and inspect somebody who's in battle all the time. I just hope that they will put themselves in somebody else's position. Now, who was the High Commissioner in London? Yes,
Massey.
Massey. His wife had launched the Iroquois.
Yeah.
When he came down to visit me, he asked if it was convenient on a certain date.
That's the difference, isn't it?
Well, I just hate to sound critical. I'm pointing the difference of leadership. What leadership is, is to understand those who you command, who are junior to you. It's not a question of I'm coming or feeling important. You do it at their convenience rather than at your convenience sometimes.
That's what it means to have men in command that understand
that's
battle.
That's what I'm getting at.
Well, now, when you retired in 56, unification was underway. Would you like to... talk about that just for a moment. I can see from your face you don't want to, but I'll put it this way. It was a shattering experience for me anyway. I'll speak only for myself and for many of my friends. You were leaving the Navy. Now, it wasn't that shattering for me in the sense that I too was leaving in the Navy in the normal course of events in 1965. 1965 I retired. But I think it goes without saying, we both agree that the unification of the armed services was wrong.
Yes. I was not involved in it. You see, we weren't really anywhere. I liked integration.
Yeah.
And I supported integration at every step. But when it came to this man who knew nothing about the services, and I think it's been well put in Brock's book. I think Brock's done it well, but I will do it on a tape without thinking about it. I was not involved in it in any way, shape, or form, other than to see it from the sidelines.
Well, there's
Landy Moore came to me many times.
He was out here as FOPC?
At the early stages of it, yes. And then he was finally in Halifax when it came about.
He came to you many times and talked
about
it?
Yes, just quietly. And I don't think that the civilians of this country understood what was going on. I don't think Mr. Pearson understood what the heck was going on.
No.
Paul Hellyer's concept of government is not my concept. To me, a government is a policy committee. Unless people remember that you are a policy committee and leave it to the people who to do their job in the different walks of life, be it the Army, Navy, or Air, or doctors, or any other field.
Now, we were both out of... Yes, I see. The point you made previously with Brooke Claxton.
Yes.
But now, we were both out of the service, but the only one that seemed to... speak up was Admiral Landy Moore. The admirals did not act in concert.
No.
They left one by one for different reasons.
Well, Admiral Landley Moore took the correct approach to this. One man must speak for the service, and you don't have, you don't get together in the military and decide that you don't like your minister, or you don't like this, or you don't like that. You make your recommendations within the service, and you speak within the service, and that's the system works. That's the way. This is the only way the system will work. You can't have everybody shooting off their face. And Admiral Landley Moore, I think, did an excellent job, a great job, in speaking for the services, and he brought out the points that mattered, and I think it's well recorded.
It is. Now, Brock had retired previously on the same principle.
That's right.
Or being fired. Being fired.
Yeah.
So.
And he spoke well in his book.
He did.
I think his book on integration and unification is excellent.
Volume 2 is, yeah.
Excellent. Volume
well,
2
it's,
is excellent.
It's his point of view, but it's one man's point of view who was there, so
yes.
It's important for that reason. But a lot of admirals left, I think, 8.
Oh, yes.
And nobody spoke out except Landley Moore and Brock.
We don't think that is the right thing to do. We don't think you develop confidence in your services by having everybody talking down below. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's a right thing. I believe that your opinion should be kept within the service, and that opinion go to the whoever's running it at the time, and go to your minister and go to your prime minister, and that's the way it runs, and it's the only way to run a service. You want to have to build confidence in your services.
So the admirals that left, it was a private decision of theirs to leave without comment.
I'm very proud of what they did. I thought they handled it beautifully. I thought Landley Moore handled it beautifully.
Yes.
I was pleased the way...
But the rest?
They all handled it well.
They just went quietly
out. Quietly out, yes. And politicians come and go. The service has gone on for 1,000 years. I think Alfred the Great started, didn't he?
Yes.
And we'll be back. They'll outlive the politicians.
Either he or Henry the Seventh.
So many of these politicians are there to get votes.
Well, that's the first rule of politics, stay in power.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good view of unification, and it coincides with the rest of your principles throughout your career. I think we've done enough work.
Good. Well, good luck, young.